A school district 47 principal has been voted in as president-elect of the BC Principals and Vice Principals Association. Dr. Shannon Behan will take over as president in 2024. As a result, she will take leave of her current position as principal at Westview Elementary School for a period of 2 years. Behan was elected on the second ballot. There were three candidates for the election. So, just over a year ago, I ran to be on the board of the Provincial Association in a by-election. I was successful, said Behan. Then, as I was on the board, some of the other board members said, you know, the president election is coming up, we'd like to nominate you. I thought, wow, that's pretty fantastic. I thought the chances were pretty slim because I'm from a smaller community. The candidates from the Lower Mainland will have 200 or 300 administrators in their association. But up here, I think we have about 15. I just thought, it'll be a great opportunity for me to experience running in an election and preparing myself that way. Behan said she was in contact with school administrators throughout the province and worked on finding out the challenges for school administrators. I was chatting with the administrators in Haida Gwaii, Bulkley Valley, in the Kootenays, on Vancouver Island and in the Lower Mainland, and really got a sense of the landscape of what's happening for administrators in the province, said Behan. The administrators she was running against were from large school districts in North Vancouver and West Vancouver, and Behan characterized them as super talented, well-experienced candidates. After the first ballot, Behan was still in, so then she was hopeful she could be voted in as president-elect. A second ballot was initiated on May 18 and she was the successful candidate. I was just thrilled, said Behan. The determining factors for taking on this presidency is about leadership and developing leaders in the province in public education, and the association, she added. The intention is to support principals and vice principals throughout the province in their schools, said Behan. I love the idea of working with adults in leadership. We have a course that is delivered at UBC for the first week of most summers and all new administrators attend this. It's called Foundations for New School Leaders. I've been a facilitator at that for many years. I love working with new administrators who are just coming into the profession, moving from teaching. Behan said in the president-elect role, it involves learning the responsibilities of the presidency and learning about the association. My job is understanding and getting to know the association really, really well, said Behan. She becomes president-elect on July 1, and for the next school year, she will be at Westview Elementary School full-time, as well as attending to her association duties. In July 2024, Behan will take leave for 2 years, because the presidency is a 2-year appointment. She'll be moving to Vancouver to serve her term. The great part is, I'll be able to go to different districts throughout the province and talk to different administrators, see what's going on, find out how we can help and what they need, said Behan. And, how can they grow in their roles? The new appointment will have its downsides. It will be heartbreaking to leave these kids at Westview Elementary, said Behan. I absolutely adore them. We do so much fun, wonderful stuff together. Behan said she worked at the secondary level for many years and elementary is so different. It's equally challenging in terms of the role, but the children are just so positive and engaged and lovely, said Behan. It will be very different not working directly with kids in schools, but I also think it's good to change and challenge yourself. Leaving her hometown of Powell River will not be easy, either. The most difficult piece for me is going to be physically leaving my community. This is my community and I belong here, my family is here, my roots are here. It's very difficult in that way. But everything else is so fantastic and wonderful.